Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whenever and wherever you may be listening. This is Zach McLeod, and I'm here with Bob Zimmerman.
Special show here today. We're doing a prelude into our pro day, where we get the best amateurs from around the Midwest to come showcase their stuff. And usually we'll have representatives from every organization. Some will have multiples. It's a fun event. A lot of electricity, a lot of good pitchers, a lot of good bats, and just an environment for them to have some fun, showcase what they do best, and get the season rolling.
I was able to watch last year, and it was kind of my first year being a part of it, and get to see a bunch of guys, you know, hit and throw cheese. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really a good event, and it really gets a lot of attention on the guys that are performing in it. And another thing it does is some guys that pop up out of nowhere starts to get them kind of seen, and we see guys get drafted not because of the event, but because of awareness like these events bring upon these individuals that, you know, make a big jump over the off season, and all of a sudden now they are being scouted and looked at, and their doors open up from it.
Yeah, we've had 56 on the wall, and probably more. So the 56 are guys that have trained specifically with Bob, not necessarily had been invited, is that correct, to the pro day. I think you could probably just ballpark 70 plus if we're just going to conservatively.
About another 20 I was going through that have performed at our pro day but don't train with us that have been drafted. So, yeah, over the last 9 years now, about 70 draft picks that have gone through this pro day. So it's a pretty good event.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just some of the alums are, obviously we've had Joey Wentz was on previously and Riley Pint, kind of a popular name as of recently, like Dylan Dreiling was a part of it, I believe, right, a few years ago. So big hitter out of, it was Tennessee, correct? Like big time in the college
series.
Western
Kansas and came up here. He actually did some training with us and some remote stuff. Had an awesome career at Tennessee and was World Series MVP in college, and then got drafted, and then we had another one that didn't train with us, Tyson Lewis from Nebraska last year. I think went in the second round. He was pretty special, and I mean you could even tell in just the setting in here, just taking BP, and he actually got up and through too, and was like 93 off the bump, and we're like, Jesus Christ!
And then previously too, like we've had guys that helped us host. So, I think Daniel Harper, who's currently and already reported for his spring training, he's performed in it. We've had Frank Duncan is the most tenured. So good job, Frank.
Hopefully we can get him out, throw out the ceremonial first pitch.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be really funny, actually. we've just had a lot of guys here. It's been really fortunate. Some local guys like Carter Jensen, he's with the Royals and made it to Double A last year, just got on the top 100 prospects list and has trained here for both baseball and strength and conditioning. So it's just a really fun event. It's a lot of guys that know a lot about baseball, and kind of like what Bob was saying, I don't think you get drafted because of a pro day, but what it does do is it puts teams on your radar. And then they can come out and watch you perform in games, but it just kind of gives you a chance to showcase your tools and what you've got. And especially for the high school guys, they're starting to look at you like, okay, you're 17, 18. Like, how's this going to pan out when this guy's like 24, 25? And, they're starting to get on the radar, and it's just a good event, good time.
So we're looking forward to it this Saturday. And we'll have the hitters go first and the pitchers follow, and See where it all lies at that point.
So, Bob, maybe you could talk about, I've only been here about a year and a half, so when was the first one? Was that 2016?
So, spring of 2016 was the first pro day.
Okay.
And when I say spring, like the second week of February.
Yeah.
And that was, Riley Pine, Joey Wentz, Lucas Kroll, who's now tied in with the Broncos.
I guess football was a good choice if you're making it all the way to the NFL.
he's doing all right.
Yeah.
And then Nolan Williams was a third-round hitter that year. Nick Hansen was a third-round pitcher that trained with us from Minnesota. Blake Lillis, another pitcher at the same high school as Riley Pine, got drafted, I think, like the 21st or 23rd round that year. Jack Sawinski, who was in the big leagues with the Pirates for the last couple of years, was a hitter and from Chicago that trained with us, too. So all those guys were there. I know there was a bunch more that year. It was pretty, I mean, it's been the most populated event we had from like a team perspective. I mean, we had a lot of front office personnel that year, the cage. So it used to be like there was this really big, like 80-foot hitting cage right behind where the pitching area was at the old facility. Mm-hmm. And so we would have, you know, the hitters perform and all the scouts would be in the pitching area. And then when the pitchers would go, all the guys would go into that cage. So it'd just be right behind it. And like there wasn't, it was an 80-foot by, I think, 16-foot tunnel. And there wasn't enough space for all of them in there. Mm-hmm. And so like you had that thing filled. And then you had like it going up the side. There were probably another 25, 30 guys. I mean, that year there was probably, I'm sure we've got it somewhere, but I bet over 80 personnel.
That's crazy.
That year, yeah. And so it kind of just evolved from that. So we weren't really, you know, trying to make this a thing and grow it. It was like, all right, we've got some high-level guys. There's a lot of interest in them. Let's get a time together when they can all get together and, mm-hmm. and be seen. And so that's how it kind of started out. And I think the Super 60 that year was 2 weeks before ours. And so there were a couple guys that, like, I think we had like four guys do the Super 62 that year, and then there was like three others that weren't quite ready yet for the Super 60, so we need to give them a couple extra weeks. So it just ended up being a really good timing, really good event, and then it's just grown from there.
Yeah, and so maybe that's a lot of like what the high school guys do. So they're kind of like, hey, this is their, maybe not moment to be like on the radar, but they're on people's radar. Obviously, you're communicating with like scouts, and then you obviously have an idea of who people are interested in. Your brother's an agent as well, so he can kind of give some input with like his clients. But as far as like the professional free agents, the independent league guys, like how did that start to come about? When did that kind of start morphing into this as well?
Really, we started adding those the next year. So because of the attendance, and we saw what a good opportunity it was to get in front of eyes. We had a couple of our pro guys that were released the previous year, and it was like, all right, and I think the first year was just two guys. And I was like, all right, let's let you throw right before all the high school guys go. And so it was a good opportunity for them. And then each year it's probably been a couple more and a couple more. And mm-hmm. I know like this year I've been having to tell some people no, which I hate doing, but it's just the nature of pro baseball right now with cutting teams and like and jobs, everything's consolidating a little bit, and so there's a lot of guys looking for jobs, and so a lot of guys want to throw at these events, and where, you know, we want to try to help them get seen as much as we can, but the event is more for the high school athletes.
For sure. No, I think it's really cool too, and I think that's one of my favorite places about Premier is just we have a lot of guys that have played professionally, whether it's, you know, early in their career or late in their career, and a lot of these high school guys and college guys get to kind of see how they operate, and it's just another way to see how they're going to prepare for this, because, you know, it's really a job interview, and a lot of these kids just haven't done that before, and so they're spinning a little bit, and so those guys get to go first, and they can kind of see, like, okay, this is how they're getting ready, this is how they're doing it, and just, like, the composure is a little better, because, you know, when you're 17 and you haven't thrown in front of 30 scouts, your adrenaline's pumping, guys are worried, you know, they're going to sail one and they're going to, you know, start thinking about it and all this stuff. But then you see guys that are, you know, more experienced in their career, and it's like that, you know, they yank a slider or something like that, you know, they're not really fazed by it, it's just next pitch, here we go, ready to roll. And you see that a lot, and that's why I talk to a lot with my high school and college guys whenever they get to mix in with my pro guys. It's like, you know, look at like when they have a bad round, they're not freaking out.
Yeah.
Like that's how you have to I'm sure it's the same thing for you on the pitching end, is like, hey, you know, like our warm-up rocker throws don't need to be 90. Like that's not the end goal here, you know. So like we're trying to save our bullets for what matters. So I don't know, I think that's one of my favorite things about you know this place is these guys get to see the opportunity of those guys working, because that's something I just was not around when I was playing, and I just think it's a really cool thing that they get to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's helped build the culture, you know, it's, and you're right, like, I don't remember ever talking to a professional player through my, you know, youth in high school, and then, like, once I got to college, like, yeah, we had some former guys that were drafted that would be around, you know, in the fall or the winter some, and so, like, that was the first time I can remember in my career, like, interacting with pro players, and, like, even at that point, I was like, man, this is really cool, these guys want to come back and, you know, be around and help. And now, like, I mean, you look at it and you see, like, last Saturday when Dakota Hudson, who's, you know, won, what, 50-plus games in the bigs, gets done with his bullpen, and then there's some 13-year-old, like, doing a drill, and Dakota just walks over and starts helping him out with the drill, and it's a really, like, cool, organic thing to see that these guys are just trying to help and help these kids learn and understand, like, how to go about business and how to do things and what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
So it's, it's a cool culture that's been built.
And it's a lot of it's just, like, you know, foresight. Like, when you're, you know, Dakota's 29 or 30, one of the two, and he's been in the big leagues for a really long time, and then you get a, you know, like a 17-year-old high school kid that just had a bad bullpen. It's like he hasn't had those reps where it's like, hey, you know, the bullpen's not the end goal here. Like, and I shared a video with my college hitters. I saw it, like, on Facebook or Instagram or something, but it was a former Olympian talking about her trainer and saying, like, if you're pursuing something hard, you should at 1 out of 3 days have a bad day, and then you should have an okay day, and then you should have a good day. Otherwise, your training's not hard enough, or if you're failing miserably 2 out of 3 days, then your training's too difficult. And so I've always kind of taken that the past 2 years and been like, okay, like, are my guys failing too much, too little? Like, is this hard enough? Are they just getting in there and tanking balls? Because if they are, then it's definitely not hard enough anymore, because your pitchers aren't going to, you know, throw 88 flat down the middle every single time. So we do have to train for what we're going to get, not necessarily what we want.
Yeah.
And but yeah, so I just think it's a good opportunity for these 16, 17, 18-year-old kids to see how these guys go about their business, and to see just honestly the skill level of baseball. You know, we had a Wyatt Sparks last year. He's playing in the American Association with the Lincoln Salt Dogs, and he hit 97. Those are what free agents look like right now. Yeah. Professional free agents are really good.
Filling the zone.
Three plus pitches. It's like, and those are the guys, like, because baseball has cut so many jobs in affiliate baseball. Like, there's so many good players playing all around the world. Like, go watch games in Mexico and Japan and Korea and Thailand, or all Taiwan, all those places. Like, it's all just really, really competitive right now because teams are only keeping 160. So, I mean, it's just hard. Professional baseball is really hard right now. And so if you get a job and you're in, like, that's a big deal.
So today we got Grady Westfall, Tyler Wood, and Nate Schlotte on. Is that how you pronounce your last name, Nate?
Schlotte.
Schlotte. Yeah. So I pronounce it different about every day when I see you. So just I'm always kind of curious when you're going to correct me. So I'm glad we got to the bottom.
I thought you were doing it on purpose.
No. I was always unsure, so I wanted to get to the bottom of it and was waiting for you to let
you
me
go.
Know. So now we got Schlotte here. So I'm going to kind of let Grady introduce himself.
I'm Grady Westfall, committed to Texas, right-hand pitcher. I'm from Blue Valley High School, senior.
My name's Tyler Wood. I go to Lee Summit West High School, and I'm also a right-handed pitcher.
And Nate?
I'm Nate Schlotte, and I go to Shawnee Mission East. I'm a senior, and I'm committed to Vanderbilt, right-handed pitcher.
And so with the pro day, it started with we only let seniors do it. So just senior class going into their draft year, that was all we let do it. And then Tyler was actually one of the first ever underclassmen to participate in it, and he kind of opened the floodgates for mayhem. So we all have Tyler to blame for that. But so it's an event where we really get high level guys, and these three that we got here are very high level guys. They've got a lot of unique traits, and they're going to have a lot of looks organizations. And so Tyler, since you have performed at the pro day before, kind of tell us from your perspective, like how it was, what was exciting, what was nerve-wracking.
Yeah. I definitely say it was like a little different the first time I did it, just because being the young guy, it was just kind of like you're in an atmosphere with a bunch of older guys and like free agents and just guys that are more mature than you and carry themselves a little differently as far as how they warm up and stuff prior to pitching. And I got to see that firsthand on how they prep themselves to be able to perform in an environment full of guys that they're trying to get looks from. And
were you able to like take something from that and apply it to yourself? Or
yeah, I'd say I got a chance to talk to some of the free agents, which was big for me because I got to see their perspective on mentally how they prep and things they do before they throw that help them kind of focus in. And knowing that pitching is such a mental thing, it kind of helped my game and just zoning in on what I'm doing and not worrying about the outside factors of like the scouts and guys there to watch. So it was just a big step for me as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be big for you guys as you continue this year, because you will have a lot of attention, a lot of distractions, and how do you stay within yourself and your process as you guys continue to go? And so, do you remember how it went when you actually got up there and started chucking?
Yeah, I was definitely a little nervous. It was definitely an atmosphere I've never really been around, because, I mean, you go to the showcases when you're growing up, and, I mean, you're not surrounded by 30 MLB scouts, so that put a little pressure on me. But I think one of the cool things was like I kind of adapted me to kind of like throughout the bullpen, I just kind of stopped worrying about it. And I think that was a building block too, was letting my body just pitch and not worrying about the guys around me, which I thought cleared my head a lot and helped me throw better. And I thought throughout my bullpen I like threw a lot better and got a lot more zoned in. So I think going forward after that, it kind of just showed me a different perspective on how to pitch and not having pressure when people are watching you. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, my vantage point on it, you showed electric stuff. Now you got to combine it with the pitcher,
yeah.
Right? So I think you came out, one of your first fastballs was like 97 or 98 as an underclassman, which is...
Last year or the year before that?
Last year.
Oh, yeah, last year.
So, yeah, so yeah, I guess you had a little experience with it, but
yeah,
like showing the electric stuff, that's what these guys want to see, but then couple it with... like, can we pitch with it?
Mm-hmm. And I think that was another big thing, was like, before that bullpen, I think I topped like 96 and just kind of didn't really know what it was like being more mature and pitching in front of the audience and really having that adrenaline to prep myself to be able to throw at my peak. And I think that was another thing that I saw, was as I warmed up and kind of went out there last year to throw and just kind of ranging that as opposed to the year before, I saw a big improvement as far as mentally prepping and then going out there and being able to like hit 97 and not knowing I could do that prior, and my body feeling a whole level, like another level of feeling good and feeling fluid.
Kind of using your adrenaline as opposed to being overwhelmed by it.
Yeah, and I think that was the difference between the first year, was the first year I kind of went into it really, I'd say pretty nervous and just not really knowing what's going to happen and just hoping for the best. And I think last year I went into it with more of a, I want to do this and I'm going to do this kind of confidence that really helped me kind of push myself beyond my limits.
It was a good day, so excited for you to get up there this year and,
oh, yeah,
and do it again. And now, Nate, you got Super 60 coming up for everybody out there. The Super 60 is one of the premier winter showcases. I mean, it spans probably 15 different states are going to be involved in it, maybe even more, I don't know. But they take the best 60 guys from those states. It's up in Chicago. It is a big production, a well-run event. And so talk about your anticipation for that and your preparation for it.
It's just a showcase, like you're saying. So just try to showcase my stuff, not aside from the fact of being a pitcher, and then just staying within myself. I don't want to be overwhelmed by all the scouts and everything there.
Yeah, and it'll be good for you to have that setting, and it's, I mean, when we do it here, it's like your home turf. You're a little more comfortable, got more guys to keep you relaxed, you know everybody involved in it. There's some comfortability to the setting. Going up there, it's unfamiliar territory, it's like being on a road game, and it's something that you're going to have to adapt to, but hopefully your preparation up to this point is going to give you a consistent base so that you're going to be able to just stick to your routine and treat it as another bullpen and another step towards the season.
Yeah, that's the goal. I've had many bullpens in the off season, so I'm just stick to my own preparation and what I've done every time. Try not to get out of it or throw too hard too early or do something different. Just do what I know works and do what I do every time.
Just be you, Nate.
Yeah.
Just be you. That's the best advice I can give on that. And then Grady, so this will be your first time. Mm-hmm. Throwing at this event. What are you looking forward to, or what are you anxious for?
I was just saying I'm excited for the adrenaline. I feel like this off season I really haven't had that. Like, we've had some scouts come and watch, but it's just kind of casual bullpens. So I'm excited to kind of get that electric feeling, see what I've got, and then overall just show my stuff. I feel like I've kind of polished a lot of things this off season, so to show that on a wider scale before the spring is my main goal.
And I know last year. The guys had a bet of a Chipotle gift card. I think it was a Velo bet for last year. Well, are you guys going to go something like that, or a strike percentage bet?
I think we should do a strike percentage bet.
I think we should do a Velo bet.
I think we should do a Velo
or,
bet.
Or a combined strike percentage plus your bet. Your best,
I say we do two
average, best average Velos that are strikes. Mm.
I like
could
that.
Do that.
I
like
that.
Okay.
I like that.
What do you got, Zach?
What do you think the scouts are going to be looking for out of a high school kid, a high school pitcher, like in your perspective?
I mean, for me, considering I've done this the past couple years, I'd say for their biggest thing to me is just kind of seeing how I've matured and progressed as a pitcher over the years and just how I'm on track as far as continuing to get better and continuing to, like, get stronger and faster and working on my craft. So
yeah, for sure.
That's it.
Yeah, I think it is a showcase. It's just a bullpen indoors in like a different setting than if it were in like a game. So I think they're really just looking at how you've grown since the last time they've seen you and how your hard work is paying off, and if you've changed anything with mechanics or pitch wise, or how your just stuff is looking before high school season, before they see you as a real pitcher in game.
Yeah, I would say basically the same stuff they said. I've kind of talked to a couple guys, and they basically say they really look for your improvements, if you've changed anything, and then just if you're on the progression that they think you should be on or where they expect you to be. So just seeing like where you've improved, how you've improved, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think the big thing, at least in my perspective, and Bob, you can weigh in, if you get invited to this, obviously you have tools that are attractive, so you're just kind of confirming that. And then now they're going to follow you and see how your games are going, how you're conducting yourself, how you're carrying yourself, how competitive you are, how you're acting towards other people. I think that's a big thing, because like when you get drafted, it's a multi-billion dollar organization and you're an employee. And so they want to see how you're conducting yourself as an employee.
Nobody's going to come draft you guys from this showcase or from the Super Six.
Yeah, this guy's a first-round pick. He hit 99 indoors against nobody, correct. And it hit the backstop.
Like, correct, but they do want to come see your stuff.
Yeah.
They want to get, you know, confirmation on what your pitches do. They are going to look at, you know, your movement profiles, your spin rates, your velocities. Like, they're going to take all that into consideration. But that's going to be to get them to come back and see you when it matters. So, yeah, we do want to showcase our stuff. But we also want to have, you know, a plan with what we're doing. We want to be under control. We want to stick to our process so that we're taking what we're doing in the showcase atmosphere and applying that functionally to what we're going to do in the game to get outs. Because at the end of the day, that's what we got to do. No matter how good the stuff is, if there's no functional application, like,
yeah,
nobody's really going to care.
Exactly. And there's like an old adage, right? You don't recruit off BP. I wasn't a very good hitter in college. I can hit BP. Like, it's not that hard. I think it's kind of the same thing with a bullpen. Like, you're confirming thoughts, but you got to see guys do things when there's somebody trying to hit you. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is there shouldn't be a ton of pressure. I know it's probably feeling that way because you're like, oh, there's going to be all these scouts
and
stuff.
Easier said than done.
Exactly.
Everything
exactly.
Just goes dead quiet
exactly.
Right before you guys throw
exactly.
Your first pitch.
Exactly. And I'm not downgrading that, but what I'm trying to say is they're already interested. You don't need to make it bigger. It's not like I threw a bad bullpen. I was projected to go in the third round. Now I'm undrafted. Yeah.
Yeah. Bottom line, have fun with it. You guys got anything else you want to get out there?
One goal for me is just trying to be close to what I'm going to be in game. Not necessarily like velo wise or stuff wise, just from like a control standpoint. I don't want to come into a showcase and be all out of control and just spraying everywhere and trying to hit a number. Like, I want to be still in control what it would be like in-game.
100%. Yeah. If we can take whatever velo we're showing and carry that over to the game and be consistent in that velo, like, that's...
Yeah. That's, all the work's been done. You guys are just going and showing now. And that's... Yeah. I think that's a big thing, and you don't need to be something you're not. Be the best version of yourself, and they're going to place you in the position to be successful. It's like, okay, I've hit 98, today I'm hitting 100. It's like, no, just go do what you do, and that stuff will take care of itself.
I'd say, like, going back to the point of, like, what I think I've learned over the past couple of years doing this event, I'd say the biggest thing for me was, like, the first time I did this, I really thought, like, I needed to be as good as the free agents and guys that were in here to try to, like, not separate myself too much from them and just kind of take away the fact that I'm a younger guy. But I think that really, like, helped me in the long run really realize that, like, I don't need to be chasing a number and that I just need to let my what I have show itself and just kind of go with that and then let my pitches speak for themselves instead of having to mentally think, like, okay, I need to hit this number in order to be satisfied with the other guys that are also hitting that number. It's like, I think last year's kind of when I took that into account was just, like, not worrying about what number I wanted to hit and really just working on just going out there and showing my stuff at the best of my ability.
That's a great point, Tyler. Like, we can get up as or get caught up as athletes and comparing ourselves to what other people are doing instead of just focusing on being the best version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, for all of you guys, if you guys are the best version of yourself, you're not going to have many problems going forward.
Yeah. I think it's cool that I feel like we're all kind of different in our own ways, too. Like,
100%.
We're all unique. We all have our different things. So I feel like if you get caught up and try to compare to each other, you just kind of lose the point. That's where some people, I feel like, suffer from a team. If someone else is getting this amount of outings and you think you're better than them and you're comparing, you can kind of lose the mental part of the game. So I feel like as long as you're confident in yourself and you kind of trust the process, too.
100%.
Yeah, and everybody's on a different development track, too. Yeah. I mean, we had Riley Pine on earlier, and he was 102 in high school. Like, that's a totally different development track than Daniel Harper, who's up to 99, probably hitting 100 this year. And it took him longer, but, you know, they're both playing pro ball.
And so I think this is our 10th annual pro day. Let's see if you guys can get a trivia question here. Who do you think has thrown in the most premier pro days? Anybody got a guess?
Like, out of all 10?
Yeah, like, it, and like taking into account... who has thrown in, like, the
like
most...
Like, all free agents and everything?
Yeah, take into account everybody.
Well, it has to be a free agent, I would think, because...
Yeah, like, okay, on the right track.
Like, a senior guy. Like, if you were the first...
Tyler's thrown in... There must be
Tyler's
third.
The most high school person.
Yeah,
can I take a guess? Is it Frank?
Frank.
Yeah!
Yeah, so Tyler, you're closing in on half of Frank's pro days, huh?
Becoming one with the pro days.
Yeah, your t-shirt collection's got to be impressive right now.
Yeah, I got two right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the swag, the sweatshirt. We've stepped up the game. Got you.
I never got my shirt. My shirt, though, for, you know, winning our strike competition.
We all won.
No, I won, though.
You did win the t-shirt battle.
Thank you for doing a strike competition, Bob. It's cool if you throw 100, but if it was nowhere near the strike zone, it doesn't matter.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
All right, you definitely didn't skip school or anything. Like, this is after school hours when we're recording.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got anything else leading up to this Saturday?
No, just excited for it to be here and
yeah.
see what these guys can do.